At 9 a.m. today, the Department of Transportation closed the Seward Highway between Girdwood and Potter Marsh due to extreme weather and two early morning avalanches. The DOT says they expect the highway to remain closed until at least noon tomorrow. Rick Feller, the spokesman for the Alaska DOT, says crews did successfully trigger an avalanche at mile 98.5, just north of Bird Point.
That slide did cross the highway and cover it. That will be part of our job tomorrow in doing further avalanche risk assessment and cleanup work.
Kevin Wright with the Chugach National Forest Avalanche Information Center says that avalanche danger along the Seward Highway is considerable, but with the continued heavy snowfall and high winds, it's progressing quickly to the high danger range in the backcountry.
That means that natural avalanches are possible. They're likely to happen. If you're out there traveling in the mountains, it's very likely to trigger an avalanche yourself if you're traveling on those steeper slopes. So we consider those conditions to be not recommended for people to head out into the mountains.
In other areas of the Kenai Peninsula, Seward has received over a foot of snow, and Homer experienced 60-mile-an-hour gusts and 6 to 7 foot drifts. Chugach Electric spokesperson Phil Steyer says that there have been relatively few outages reported in Moose Pass, Cooper Landing, Anchorage, and Hope. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.